Final exam preparation. First and foremost, before attempting the final exam, make sure that you have completed all the exercises. The only way to learn a language is to use it, and for a computer language, that means writing code. If you are stuck in the exercises, then get help from your instructor. Review any exercises which you found difficult. This is in case you completed an exercise, perhaps with assistance or by luck, but you didn't really understand what you were doing. Go back and look over such an exercise again and see if you can make better sense of it. If not, get help. Memorize all definitions, C++ syntax, C++ keywords, Win32 API function prototypes, types and structures covered in this course, and do some last-minute exercises to make sure that you do indeed understand the definitions, keywords, syntax, and functions. Can you lecture on the course material given the chapter section headings as an outline? This is a good test to see if you are well prepared. If given a section heading as a topic, you can talk about the topic on your own without looking at the textbook or notes, then you are in good shape for the exam. However, we must also emphasize that being able to talk about a subject is different than doing. So, as was already mentioned, do some exercises too. Make sure that you can code in C++ and the Win32 API, as well as talk about C++ and the Win32 API. If you haven't programmed in C++ for a few days, write some practice programs to get your mind used to writing and reading C++ code again. Assuming that many of you are students and not full-time programmers, it is unlikely that you code in C++ 5 times a week. Thus, before the exam, it is probably a good idea to spend a few hours writing some C++ code to refresh yourself. Even if you feel you understand everything, it can help make you quicker and sharper on the exam if you get into a C++ frame of mind before the exam. We recommend that you rewrite the Windows program from Chapter 14 to refresh your memory of many of the Win32 API types and function calls. Many of the exam questions ask you to identify erroneous C++ usage, so make sure you can recognize wrong C++ code just as well as you can write correct C++ code. This can be tricky if you rush through the test, as the errors are sometimes subtle. So take your time and read the problem and its code slowly and carefully. Well, that about wraps up the course. We hope that you enjoyed it and learned a lot. Good luck with your final exam, and we hope to see you in another Game Institute course soon.